Hey everyone, welcome. Ready to kind of go deep on something maybe you haven't thought much about, but it's really important, especially as we, get older. We're talking about disability insurance.
Yeah, good one.
And for this deep dive, we're going to be looking at a blog post. It's called Facing Disability in My 50s: The Critical Importance of Disability Insurance.
Okay.
It's from Powers Investments Management, LLC. And what really got me about this post was that it starts with this personal story. The author was diagnosed with a pretty serious, like incurable autoimmune disease when they were in their 40s.
Oh, wow.
And then by the time they hit their 50s, it really started like messing with their ability to work.
Yeah, it's like, life can really throw you a curveball sometimes, And often when you least expect it, it
Yeah.
makes you think, like, why is disability insurance so important? Why should we even think about it?
Yeah, exactly. We spend so much time, planning for retirement and all that, but what happens if something, knocks us out before we get there? Like,
Right.
what if we can't work anymore? That's the gap that disability insurance is supposed to fill in, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's actually way more common than most people realize. The Social Security Administration, they did some research, and get this. One out of four 20-year-olds today will become disabled before they even retire.
Whoa,
Yeah.
seriously.
Yep.
One in four.
Think about it. You're actually more likely to experience disability than, say, go through a divorce.
That's kind of scary, to be honest. I'd
Yeah.
never really thought about it that way. Okay, so in this blog post, the author talks about, how they were managing their condition for a while, but then it got to the point where they just couldn't work anymore.
Right.
What happened then?
Well, they were lucky, I guess, because they had disability insurance through their job.
Oh, okay.
And here's the thing, they had both short-term and long-term coverage. And that ended up being like really important because their condition wasn't going to just go away, It was chronic.
I see, I see. So having both types of coverage is really important then.
Absolutely. It's like short-term is for those, temporary things. Like if you break a leg or need
Okay.
surgery, even for a tough pregnancy, it basically covers part of your income, maybe like 60% or so, for a short period, maybe a few months up to a year. Long-term, on the other hand, that's for the serious stuff, the things that stick around. It starts after the short-term benefits run out, and it can go on for years, sometimes even until you hit retirement.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So the author needed that short-term coverage to kind of get through those first few months when they were figuring things out. But the long-term coverage is what really helped them financially when they knew they couldn't go back to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And having that financial security, it made a huge difference. They talk about how it took away a lot of the stress and worry that comes with, being really sick. They were able to concentrate on getting better without constantly freaking out about bills and stuff.
Yeah, that's huge. It's like having a safety net when you need it the most.
Right.
And, the author makes this point about how, being able to work is tied to how we feel about ourselves overall.
Yeah.
Not just the money, it's about feeling like you're doing something, having a purpose and being independent.
Totally. Our jobs, they're a big part of who we are. And when that's gone, it can be really messed up emotionally and financially. Disability insurance, it's not just about the money, it's like protecting your sense of self when things are really rough.
Yeah, I get it. So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, maybe I do need to think about disability insurance, what are the big things they should look at when picking a policy?
Good question.
Probably not just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, right?
Yeah, definitely not. There's a lot to think about. First, you got to figure out the coverage amount. How much of your income do you need to replace if you can't work? Most policies, they offer between 50% and 70% coverage. Then there's something called the elimination period.
Elimination period.
What's that again? Think of it like a deductible, like with car insurance. It's the waiting time between when you become disabled and when those benefits actually kick in. Usually it's like 30 to 90 days, but some policies are longer. And of course, the longer you wait, the less you pay in premiums.
Ah, so it's like a trade-off then. You decide how much risk you're okay with upfront. Okay, what about how long the benefits actually last? The benefit duration.
That's super important too. Some policies might only cover you for a couple of years. Others can go all the way to retirement. How long you need it depends on, well, your age, your job, your health, and of course, your budget.
Right. Sounds like there's a lot to unpack here. And I know the author also mentioned something about non-cancelable and guaranteed renewable policies. Those sound a bit, well, technical. Can you explain those?
Yeah, those are good ones. Why don't we save those for next time? We can talk about what those mean, and we can also look at another big thing, policy exclusions. Because knowing what your policy doesn't cover, that's just as important as knowing what it does.
Good point. All right, listeners, we're going to pick this back up after a quick message. Stay tuned. We'll dive deeper into disability insurance and all the important details you need to know. All right, so we're back. And before the break, we were kind of getting into the weeds of choosing a disability insurance policy. It's definitely not just a one-time thing, is it?
Not at all, no. And you know, we were just about to get to those terms, non-cancelable and guaranteed renewable. They sound kind of complicated, but they're actually pretty important.
Okay, yeah, let's break those down. What's the difference?
Oh, a non-cancelable policy, that's like the best you can get. As long as you pay your premiums, the insurance company, they can't cancel your coverage, and they can't raise your rates either, even if your health changes.
Oh, wow.
It gives you real peace of mind, but yeah, it usually costs more.
Makes sense. It's like locking in a good deal for the long term. What about those guaranteed renewable policies? What are those like?
So with those, the company can't cancel you as long as you're paying, but they can change the premiums for like a whole bunch of people at once. So they could raise rates for everyone in your age group or everyone in your kind of job, stuff like that.
Ah, okay. So there's a little more wiggle room for them with the guaranteed renewable compared to the non-cancelable. Got it. Now, you mentioned policy exclusions earlier. What are those and why should we care about those?
Right. Policy exclusions, those are the things your disability insurance won't cover. And this is where reading the fine print is really important. Some common ones are like pre-existing conditions, injuries from doing dangerous sports or hobbies, or if your disability is, you know, because of drugs or alcohol.
That's a good point. It's not just about what's covered, but what isn't covered. You don't want to think you're good to go and then bam, find out you're not eligible for anything.
Can you give us some like real life examples of how those exclusions could play out? Sure. Let's say someone has a history of back problems and then they get this like really bad back thing that keeps them from working. If their policy doesn't cover pre-existing back issues, they might be out of luck.
Oh, wow.
Or imagine someone who loves to rock climb. They get hurt climbing and now they're disabled. Well, their insurance might not pay if it says no coverage for hazardous activities, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we got to really understand the details of the policy, not just skim it.
Exactly. And this is where having a good financial advisor can really help. They can help you figure out all the jargon, compare different policies, and make sure you've got the right coverage for you for your situation.
Right. So going back to that blog post that got us started, the author talked a lot about how much that disability insurance helped them financially and emotionally during a really tough time. They even said it let them focus on getting better without stressing about money all the time.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Having that peace of mind, knowing you've got backup if something bad happens. Life is unpredictable, right? We can't know what's coming, but we can be ready for it.
And being ready means, like the author said, realizing that anyone can become disabled. It's not just something that happens to other people. Remember that stat? 1 in 4 adults will experience disability before they retire.
That's a big number. We can't ignore that. And like the author said, if you wait till you need it, it might be too late.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people assume that if they have health insurance, they're covered. But that's not how it works.
Nope, not at all. Health insurance takes care of medical bills, but it won't replace your income if you can't work. Disability insurance does that. It's there to help pay the bills when you need it most.
Okay, so what if someone's listening and they're convinced they need to get disability insurance? What should they do first? Where do they even begin?
Well, start by checking with your job. See if they offer disability insurance as part of your benefits. A lot of companies do, and it's usually cheaper than buying it on your own.
Okay.
But if they don't, or if you're self-employed, then yeah, you'll want to start looking into individual policies.
And there are resources out there to help people with that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There are insurance brokers, financial advisors. You can even find comparison tools online. They can help you get the info, compare prices, and find a policy that works for you. We'll put some links to those in the show notes.
Awesome. So as we're wrapping up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave everyone with something to think about. What can you do today to make sure you and your family are protected if you become disabled?
It's a really important question. Taking even little steps can make a big difference down the road. And we'll be back in the last part of this episode to talk about some practical tips and ways to get started.
Welcome back, everyone. So the last two parts, we really dug into disability insurance. And we started with that powerful blog post, someone sharing their own experience.
Right.
Now that we kind of get the why it's important, let's talk about the how. How do you actually get this protection for yourself?
Yeah, that's the big question a lot of people have. And like we talked about earlier, the first thing is to check with your employer, see what they offer in their benefits package.
Okay, so let's say they do have disability insurance. What should people be looking for in those policy documents?
You really got to look closely at the details. The coverage amount, that elimination period, how long the benefits last, and don't forget those exclusions we talked about.
All right, right.
Does the coverage actually fit what you need? If not, can you change it? This is when you want to chat with your HR department or maybe a benefits person at your company.
So it's not enough to just see, oh, cool, I've got disability insurance. You got to actually understand what your policy says, what it covers.
Exactly. Knowing what's up, that's super important when it comes to money stuff. Now, if your job doesn't offer it, or if you work for yourself, then you'll need to look into getting an individual policy.
And that's where it can get kind of tricky, huh?
It can be, yeah. But there are people who can help. You can find an insurance broker, someone who knows all about disability insurance. That's they can help you figure out your options, compare different quotes from different companies, and find a policy that really works for you, your specific situation.
Sound like finding a good mortgage broker, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who knows the lingo and can help you out.
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't just buy the first house you see, don't jump on the first disability insurance policy either. Take your time. Ask questions. Look at all the options.
So as we wrap up this whole deep dive, what would you say to someone who's still not sure if they really need disability insurance? What's the one thing you want listeners to remember?
You know, that blog post we talked about, the author said something that really stuck with me. They said, hope is never a good strategy.
Yeah.
And that's so true. We can't just hope we'll never become disabled. Those stats we talked about, they tell us it's a real possibility for a lot of people. Disability insurance, it's not about being scared. It's about being smart and taking control of your financial future.
I like that. Hope is not a strategy. Mm. It makes you realize that even though we can't control everything that happens to us, we can control how we prepare for it. Disability insurance is like creating that safety net so that if something unexpected happens, you're not totally left hanging.
Exactly. It's about making sure you can still take care of yourself financially and otherwise, even if you face some tough challenges.
Well, I think we've covered a lot in this deep dive, from that personal story that got us started, all the way to the details of choosing a policy. We've really explored a lot about disability insurance.
Yeah, for sure. And we hope all this info helps you, our listeners, make good choices about your own financial well-being.
Remember, even taking small steps to protect yourself is better than nothing. Don't wait on this.
Absolutely.
And that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.